Yeah, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Donald Trump has threatened to cut Elon Musk's government contracts after a spectacular falling out. It was sparked by a row over tax and spending plans and has escalated to a barrage of personal attacks on the social media sites they both own. Mr. Musk has made unproven claims about the president's links with the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Greg Swenson, chair of Republicans Overseas UK, says it's an ugly situation.
Just about everybody thought it was going to happen, but I didn't think it would go nuclear like this. You know, I didn't think it would last forever. I mean, and Elon had been very clear from the beginning that this was a very temporary role. And you saw that, you know, last Friday, they kind of parted in really good terms. So I didn't know it would end up like this, that's for sure.
Reports in the US this morning claim the pair are due to speak on the phone later. Ukraine's President Zelensky has accused Moscow of attacking towns and cities across the country overnight with around 40 missiles and hundreds of drones. Authorities in the capital say at least four people were killed. Sir Keir Starmer has called Labour's surprise by-election win in Scotland's Hamilton constituency a fantastic victory. Davy Russell has secured the party another seat in the Scottish Parliament, beating the SNP, who came second. Six water companies have been banned from paying bonuses to senior executives. New rules mean they have to meet environmental and consumer standards to make the payments. The firms affected include Thames Water and United Utilities. The Environment Secretary, Steve Reid, hopes this will lead to cleaner waterways.
It also focuses the mind of the water executives on sorting out the problem rather than thinking they can get away with profiting from the levels of pollution that are causing these problems. But it's not the only thing that we're doing. We're cracking down on enforcement, we're bringing in investment, and we're modernising the rules.
And a private unmanned spacecraft has crash-landed while trying to touch down on the moon. A Japanese firm says the phone box-sized craft failed to slow down. It was the company's second attempt to join a global rush of missions to the moon. And the weather, a mix of sunshine and showers across the country through the day. Temperatures this afternoon up to 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thanks, Simon English. I'm Aled Welsh. How's Friday? How's tricks? Super to be with you here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
Smetana's mighty Vltava, the Prague Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Libor Pešek. Good morning. Hope your Friday's going to plan. Maybe you don't even have a plan. Even better. If you're revising hard at the moment, I've got some lovely pieces that will help keep you on an even keel coming up. I'll shortly have another track from my Classic FM album of the week. It features the clarinetist Andreas Ottensamer. You've been loving it all week, I'm glad to say. First, here's a musical lineup you... Well, you can't do better than Maxim Vengerov, Rostropovich, and the LSO with the music of Beethoven. This is fabulous.
Thank you. Told you it was good, didn't I? Maxim Vengerov with the London Symphony Orchestra and Beethoven's Romance number 2 on Classic FM. 24 minutes past 11. Good morning. Great to have your company. Hope your Friday's going well. Looking forward to the weekend. Time for another track from my Classic FM album of the week. Now, it's the final track this week. It's called Romanza. Features the wonderful clarinetist Andreas Ottensamer alongside his mate, pianist Jose Gallardo. There's some really lovely pieces on the album. Tons of variety, too. Let's hear them now play the music of Debussy. This is his Reverie. Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Choir Boys and the English Chamber Players and Singers with Martin Neary and Pia Jesu from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Requiem. And before it, it was my album of the week, Andreas Ottensamer and Jose Gallardo with Debussy's Reverie. And Zander will have a brand new album of the week and he's back with you on Monday morning. Leslie from Brumham loved what I played today, though. Signed the register to it. Happy memories, I'm glad. Joe has just taken his Bichon Stanley for a walk and the first thing Stanley did when he got in was jump on the sofa. Now it smells a wet dog. Hey, don't worry. I'm sure everything will come up smelling of roses. Why? Well, we'll hear Delibes' Flower Duet shortly and the prelude to Wagner's The Master Singers of Nuremberg too. But if you're after something a lot more chilled out, then look no further than this.
When you need to focus, try our sister station. Classic FM Calm. The perfect soundtrack to soothe nerves and help you concentrate all through exam season. Less cramming, more calming. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
And that's a piece of music by John Marsh called A Conversation Symphony for Two Orchestras. We had one. It was the London Mozart Players with Matthias Bamert directing. It's Classic FM on a Friday morning with me, Alec Jones. Welcome.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Alina Ibrahimova with Arcangelo and Jonathan Cohen and the finale of Bach's Violin Concerto in E. Before it, it was the Flower Duet by Delibes, Jennifer Larmour and Hei Qing Hong and the Munich Radio Symphony Orchestra. Now here's your chance to win a dream holiday for two to St. Lucia, 7 nights at the adults-only all-inclusive Sandals Regency La Toque. It's thanks to Sandals Resorts. It could be yours. Picture yourself sunning yourself on that beach, just lovely. To enter, text the word sun to 61812, that's S-U-N. By entering, you'll have the chance to make a voluntary £5 donation, which will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to Global's Make Some Noise. You've got until 4 p.m. on the 27th of June to enter. Keep your phone nearby, we may be calling you. Standard network rate supply. You must be 18 or over to enter. For full T's and C's, including prize date restrictions and participating Global stations, visit makesomenoise.com. So text SUN to 61812.
Thank you.
Fabulous stuff there. The prelude from Wagner's The Master Singers of Nuremberg. Super performance by the Halle Orchestra under Mark Elder. I've got tons more great music to come between now and 1 o'clock. That's when I leave you. But the news and weather with Simon is next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Serious about the right vitamins for you and your family? Trust Vitabiotics, the UK's number one vitamin company, for expert nutritional care for every age and lifestyle. Vitamins for everyone, including Well Man, Well Woman, Well Baby and Well Kid. From Boots, Pharmacies and Vitabiotics.com. For number one verification, see Vitabiotics.com.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so...
Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are expected to speak on the phone today after a very public row on social media. The US president is threatening to cut the tech billionaire's government contract after he criticized planned tax and spending laws. That row escalated with the Tesla boss making unproven claims about Mr. Trump's links with Jeffrey Epstein. Bruce Daisley, a former European boss at Twitter before Musk took over, thinks it would be better for both of them if they reconcile.
I suspect that Elon Musk might reach a short-term compromise, but at the heart of this, the fact that he went into such extreme allegations very quickly is a demonstration that he's just an incredibly unpredictable and often wildly unpredictable individual.
The US and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says all its aid sites will remain closed until further notice. The group has urged people to stay away from distribution centres for their safety after two deadly shootings earlier this week. Three men are expected to go on trial next year, charged in connection with arson attacks at homes in North London linked with the Prime Minister. Two of them have appeared in court today, while the other refused to go to the hearing. Scotland's First Minister John Swinney says the SNP has made some progress, but not enough, after its seat of Hamilton, Larkhall and Stonehouse was taken by Labour. Sir Keir Starmer says the result shows the people of Scotland have voted for change. It'll be Davy Russell's first time as a member of the Scottish Parliament. Reform UK was third, which Mr Swinney admits does